Now we'll hear about some folks who've made a career out of creating extreme challenges. We're talking about the team behind the reality show Survivor. Tonight on CBS is the premiere of Survivor Samoa. It's the 19th time host Jeff Probst is taking tribes of contestants to a gorgeous remote location where they will vote each other off until one of them wins $1 million. Reporter Andy Dennert went to Samoa with the Survivor team and has this report.
Survivor challenges can be giant obstacle courses, violent brawls, complex puzzles, or blindfolded mazes. Host Jeff Probst says they're a critical part of the show.
These are games that look kind of basic and funny looking, and they're made from wood, and there's some paint on them, and put a little fire. But when you add $1 million, and you say your tribe red and your tribe black, instantly you have adversaries, and you have something to fight for.
Their winners get prizes or safety from being voted out. And the challenges create drama.
If somebody's down and they win, they get excited, that's great. If somebody's happy and they lose and they disintegrate, that's better.
It all started months before the show tapes, when challenge producer John Kurhofer and his team went to Samoa to scout locations from a helicopter. Back in their LA office, they brainstorm ideas, sketch concepts, and create mock-ups. John Kurhofer can predict exactly how his challenges will test and provoke the contestants.
John looks like a camp counselor. He acts like a camp counselor with sort of a sadistic streak, but he's actually sort of a genius.
That's executive producer Dave Burris. He oversees the show and the roughly 350-person international crew, from the challenge team's brainstorming in L.A. to construction on location. In Samoa, the art department is set up near a rocky beach that's surrounded by jungle. It's like a rugged Santa's workshop, and there's stuff everywhere. Shelves are lined with supplies and paint, and piles of lumber and logs lie nearby as carpenters sweat underneath tents. Tonight's debut episode of Survivor Samoa has an immunity challenge that was built to be epic, but simple. Kurhofer explains.
So it's kind of like three stages. You know, get over the wall, pull the chest up, and then a puzzle.
After the walls, ramp, and chest are built, painted, and assembled, the crew is not finished. They run through the challenge themselves, rehearsing it to make sure it works.
Come on in, guys!
When the 20 contestants finally show up on day 3 of production, they stare at what the challenge team has created for them. The course is set up between coconut palm trees wrapped in bright yellow and purple fabric. Here's how it'll sound on TV tonight.
You will then use that rope to pull a heavy crate to the finish platform, where the four remaining tribe members will disassemble the crate.
On TV, they'll take off running seconds later. But at the shoot in Samoa, the cameras are turned off. The tribes are separated, and Jeff Probst has a long, private conversation with each tribe as they walk along the course.
And we let them ask any questions they have. And side by side with me is John Kurhofer, the challenge producer, making sure I'm not doing something wrong or forgetting something. And also our CBS standards and practices person. And his job is to make sure that I say the same thing to both tribes.
Finally, after months of planning, 5 weeks of construction, and the work of more than 50 people, the survivors are ready to go. It took them about half an hour to run the challenge, but it'll be on TV for just 2 minutes. The hard work, extensive planning, and attention to detail on the challenges are a critical part of Survivor success.
We have money to make these things look good.
Host Jeff Probst again.
And I watch some of these other reality shows and think, oh my God. I mean, they're doing it literally with tin cans and some string. And there's a little red flag they got at Home Depot. Now, we build everything out here. And that's why it looks so good, and that's why it feels so good, and that they're epic.
Two challenges tonight, about 24 more to go in Survivor's 19th season. For NPR News, I'm Andy Dennert.
Get a sneak peek of Survivor Samoa. It's at our website, npr.org.